friends. We're Dave and Darren. We have exciting news to share with you. It's time for another Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things here at Nacho Radio and DaveandDarren.com. This is the Top 5 Things that we got done this morning during our morning show, which is something you can listen to on Planet 93.9. I'm Dave, and this is my partner, Darren.
And the podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Thank you very much. Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Nature's Treatment of Illinois' goal is to fully understand their clients' needs physically, mentally, and emotionally because they know it's not easy to live with a chronic illness. Sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Here we go.
Hang on tight.
This one's you'll find out. Here we go with number one. Familiar with Twitch?
Twitch!
Not that Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch is where you can watch gaming, is that right?
That is correct. There's a place I know where the hip cats go in Bedrock.
Twitch!
This is a streaming platform, and yeah, the concept is you watch people play games.
Pass.
It's not for us, right? But we're not the intended
target. No, I understand it.
Something changed with children because when we were children, when you went over to a buddy's house to play video games, it was torture watching them play and waiting for your turn. Now, kids just want to watch other people play video games. Mm-hmm. They like playing video games too, but the idea of sitting and watching someone play a video game, I don't get it.
Sitting watching people make a bunch of money.
That's the thing. They are making a lot of money on this Twitch. And now someone is going after some of that money. A California sex addict is suing Twitch. He wants $25 million. He claims that the site has an overabundance of scantily clad gamers that caused him to injure his penis.
So you can see the person playing.
Yeah, so you'll be watching the video game, and then off in the corner, it'll be whoever's playing with a camera on them.
Okay, and he's saying that a lot of people that are playing...
There's just a lot of...
Have no clothes on, or next to no clothes.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, I don't think you can be naked on Twitch. I think you have to have a modicum of eroticum, is what I believe they say.
Uh-huh.
But you just got some girl in a bikini playing Super Mario Brothers?
Nice.
Is that a thing?
Okay, well, I didn't know that was a thing.
Maybe we knew we need to start watching Twitch. This legal document was filed at a Santa Clara County court on June 15th. Eric Estavillo says that Twitch subjected him to overtly suggestive and sexual content from various female streamers. It's worth pointing out that Twitch is owned by Amazon. So, they got some money. He would take care of things while he was watching Twitch. Watching these salacious gamers.
Mm-hmm.
And it drove him to the point where he was doing it so much that he's injured himself. And now he would like the people at Twitch to pay for that injury.
And who thinks that body part is worth $25 million, huh?
That's...
Okay, Steve Austin.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. How do you arrive at $25 million? He says that the gamers were so hot he couldn't control himself, and it resulted in him chafing himself. Now, I would suggest that when you start chafing, you find something else to do.
Yeah, you're going to need to give yourself a little time.
He says that it was extremely painful and caused him redness and mild infections that forced him to use Neosporin.
God forbid!
On his tip to prevent necrosis.
Necrosis.
That's like...
No, I get it.
He says this was extremely painful and caused him redness and mild infections. He also alleges in the transcript that at one point he made such a mess that the thing he was watching Twitch on short-circuited and resulted in a fire that temporarily caused his apartment to black out.
What?
Yeah. When he was done, he left such a mess that it got in the computer and caused a fire.
Yeah, I've never caught the house on fire.
I mean, give this guy a gold medal, because that's a feat. I rubbed it so hard, I started a fire.
I mean, it's like when you're trying to start a fire with a couple pieces of a wood.
Right. Well, I mean, it's friction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The claims, according to a Twitch spokesman, are frivolous and have absolutely no merit.
You think?
And he also, by the way, says, Estevio, he says he cannot find another hobby.
Don't even ask me.
He has a bunch of different ailments, including depression, agoraphobia, Crohn's disease, and OCD, along with sex addiction. So he can't do anything other than surf the internet in his apartment all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch exasperated his sex addiction because its twisted programming and netcode made it nearly impossible for him to use Twitch without being exposed to such sexual suggestive content. Now, I don't think the girls on Twitch are saying dirty things. I think they're just playing games, but they're hot chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So that was enough for him. Could he watch something else? Well, according to this complaint, there was, quote, no way for the plaintiff to filter streams he'd like to watch based on gender, male or female.
Hot girls, they have problems too. They're just like you, except they're hot. Except we're hot.
It's true. Can we all just spare a thought for the hot girls, please?
Hot girls, we have problems too. We're just like you. Except we're hot, hot,
hot. Hot, hot.
The world needs to open their eyes and realize we're not perfect. And sometimes we, hot girls, we have problems too.
Hot girls have problems
it's
too.
It's also that time of year when that's hot. Bang, bang. Where are our friends? Is that in the Shelton fireworks? Is that what that is? The commercial? Bang, bang. That's hot.
There was no way for him to not watch. He's following 786 female gamers.
So he's constantly getting notification that someone's playing.
Zero male gamers, by the way. He wants a permanent ban on all of these hot chicks that are on Twitch.
Uh-huh.
He also wants $25 million in punitive damages.
At least.
Mm-hmm. He says he'll split it with other Twitch Turbo subscribers, and any leftover proceeds will be donated, quote, to both COVID-19 and Black Lives Matter charities.
Gotcha.
And funds of the court's choosing.
Uh-huh. I watched the news.
In the past, Estevio has unsuccessfully filed lawsuits against Microsoft, Sony,
uh-huh,
Nintendo, and Blizzard Entertainment.
And how successful has he been?
Well, they've all been unsuccessful. Mm, yeah. Well, batting zero. Not the first time Twitch has been criticized for allowing content that is risque. The video platform has long been criticized for being too lenient on skimpily attired streamers.
I didn't know that was
which
going
resulted on banning what they call buns and underboob. So you can't show underboob, but you can show cleavage.
Oh, come on now.
Underboob's the best boob.
Now, what is what's the policy for people's language on Twitch?
Oh, you can say whatever you want.
You can.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say.
I could see where sometimes the people that are playing would get somewhat heated,
yeah,
and use some spicy language.
Which you don't want that.
Well,
not if, I mean, if, yeah, the language gets very spicy.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two. In New York City, they're dealing with fireworks, and I guess it's worse than it's ever been with people firing off fireworks.
Having firework fights.
That's something that's going on in New York City. And it's to the point where the mayor, de Blasio, had a press conference, and all anybody wanted to talk about was the fireworks.
Yeah. So he wasn't...
COVID-19 is done. Now we need to focus on what are you going to do about all these people with the fireworks at New York City?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I don't know what you want me to do. These are kids with fireworks. Call the cops, and the cops are going to get there, and the kids are gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's they don't sit and put on shows. They're just blowing stuff up and running. Well, a group of people got arrested while hauling a load of fireworks. Also, in with the fireworks, three dead alligators.
Oh, that's not right. No. You got to stop blowing up the alligators.
You can't have that. What are you people?
You can't have anything nice.
Yeah, they were saying that all these fireworks are being smuggled in by a fireworks ring. Because you're not supposed to have these things in New York City.
Oh, okay.
So it's like an underground
trade
where they're smuggling fireworks in, and apparently alligator carcasses. I don't know what you need a dead alligator for.
Is that what you're bringing the fireworks in?
No. New York City Sheriff's Office said 10 individuals were charged in connection with multiple counts of unlawfully dealing with dangerous fireworks and unlawfully transporting three alligator carcasses. The sheriff's office tweeted this, quote, "We are not making that up."
Now, was it you that was showing me the viral video of the guy in the
wheelchair?
In the wheelchair.
Yeah, it goes around every year, yeah.
But now they actually have fireworks. They have fireworks with that image.
Oh, no. With the guy in the chair? I was at Uncle Norm's getting my stash for the year. By the way, Kyle said if Amazing Larry wants to come, he'll hook up Amazing Larry.
We'll let him know today.
They change things every year. So there were a couple of things that I knew were hits last year. But they're always changing the artwork and the names of these things.
Yes.
And the great thing about Uncle Norm's is they'll kind of walk you through like, okay, no, this is what this was last year.
Uh-huh.
They know all of that stuff, and they'll answer all of your questions. But you're telling me that there is a firework that you can buy that shows the guy in the wheelchair getting...
Yes,
he's the mascot? I think a lot of the artwork on some of the fireworks may be a little less than on the up and up. They had one thing out there that was like a Millennium Falcon firework that I'm certain is not.
It's a mega pyro that's called Backup Terry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Terry is the poor guy in the wheelchair. That's terrible.
I know it.
Oh, wow. Backup Terry. Oh, that's terrible.
Just, I tell you what.
Well, they are cracking down on illegal fireworks in New York City, and I guess now as a result of that, they're also cracking down on alligator carcasses. There's no explanation as to why.
Not necessarily related.
No. I'm looking here at the haul of what they were able to get, and it's pretty impressive. And these are all fireworks that are legal in places that aren't New York City.
For now.
Right. Right. The alligator carcasses, there's no rhyme or reason for that part of the story. And I love that the sheriff's department had to tweet out, we're not making that up. There were, hand to God, there were dead gators in with the fireworks. I don't know what the point of that would be. I guess when you're smuggling stuff, you're smuggling stuff.
Yeah.
And
a little bit of everything. Yeah, right. What do you got? What do you want?
Well, that's the secret to being a good smuggler. You got to diversify, right? If you're smuggling one thing, then you're a one-trick pony. People need to know they can count on you to smuggle a variety of illicit goods.
Uh-huh.
Number three.
The good people at Stouffer's have created the first ever Mac on Tap dispenser. It's a tap, and when you open the handle, macaroni and cheese comes out. Delivers the creamy, cheesy goodness of Stouffer's mac and cheese straight from the tap. Can't say I've ever had Stouffer's mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Sure. They do a decent job.
Yeah.
You're the good people at Stouffer's.
Know this about me. Kraft, ride or die. I will ride or die with Kraft macaroni and cheese.
So you don't ever do a microwave mac and cheese?
No, I won't. Well, I do microwave my Kraft macaroni and cheese.
But you're preparing it.
Yeah. But as far as like... So it comes frozen and you microwave the macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
I can't, no.
Yes. Oh, this is the first you're hearing
I have it? Never heard of such a thing. The very idea of this is offensive to me.
Quite a little bubble you live in.
Stouffer's created the first ever Mac on tap dispenser, delivering mac and cheese straight from the tap. And now they're asking fans when they'd like to see this Mac on tap come to life. People are saying...
Wouldn't that just turn into just a big ball at some point?
Well, I don't understand.
I mean, because you would have... If you're going to have a tap like that,
yeah,
you'd have to have an agitator.
The tap handle is just a big macaroni, which is nice. But, but yeah, the reason
if
that...
Just, if it just sits there...
Right. The reason that the beer comes out of a tap is because there's gas and yes. pressure that pushes it out.
Yes.
I don't understand how this even works. I don't get how any of this would work. That it comes out just right into your bowl. I mean, I guess I like that idea. And it's just always available. Do you keep it plugged in so it's always piping hot?
You would have to stay warm as well,
but
right?
But warm, not hot, because at some point then it just the cheese would just get baked to a point of solid.
Right, turn into a bowling ball.
Right, you're not getting that ooey gooey cheese.
Yeah.
You're just getting...
I think they're maybe having some fun with this.
Oh, I don't know. Stouffer's has been cooking up family favorites since 1924, Darren. And they want to expand their menu. I'm not...
You don't have any Stouffer's in the freezer?
No.
Hmm.
No, is that something people do?
I've got that. I've got... What do I have? I've got a meatball bake in there.
Meatball bake?
Yeah, it would be like your like pasta with marinara and meatballs. Hmm. I've got some meatloaf, Stouffer's meatloaf, and I think I've got some Stouffer's chicken Alfredo.
Chuck E. Cheese filing for filing for bankruptcy protection. 43-year-old chain, Chuck E. Cheese. Was struggling even before the coronavirus pandemic. It says here that their prolonged closure of many outlets due to coronavirus restrictions has led to yesterday's Chapter 11 filing. CEC Entertainment has reopened 266 of their 555 company-operated Chuck E. Cheese and Peter Piper pizza restaurants. As restrictions ease, it's unclear, though, you know,
yeah, but
Chuck E. Cheese kind of has a reputation for being covered in germs anyway.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Some advice we got when we were new parents was...
It was a
Chuck E. Cheese might as well be called Chuck E. Disease.
Yeah, it was a germ factory.
Well...
During the good days.
Right. In the best of times. Now that we're all a little bit more conscious about germs and stuff, I don't know that the ball pit's a great idea.
Was it ever?
In the next normal, is it? They say they will continue to reopen locations and offer carryout and delivery while they negotiate with debt and leaseholders. Remember, they were doing that thing where, here locally, you could get pizza from them, and it was like...
But they were using a different name.
They were using a fake name to try and get you to buy the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They operate 734 restaurants in 47 states and 16 countries. Franchise locations are not included in the bankruptcy filing. CEC listed nearly $2 billion in debt and $1.7 billion in assets in its petition, which was filed in the U.S. bankruptcy court in Southern Texas. They got their start back in 1977 when Nolan Bushnell opened Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time Theater in San Jose. He was a co-founder of Atari.
Oh, yeah?
And he thought, these video games, this is becoming a thing.
Sure.
I need to figure out a way to sell pizza to kids while they play them. A quarter at a time isn't going to feed the bulldog. Now you can find them on Grubhub under Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. But that's just Chuck E. Cheese.
I wonder who their longest-lasting employee is.
Like, who's been at Chuck E. Cheese the longest?
They've just got a dead look on their face.
Now, when I was a kid, it was Showbiz Pizza. Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz were rivals. And then at some point there was it a hostile takeover? How did that work?
I'd hate to think so, but that's probably the case.
Yeah, they had a merger at some point. And they got rid of, here locally, they got rid of the animatronic rat that sings to your kids, right?
I started here when I was 15. I thought it was going to be for one summer.
The mouse told me I had a bright future. 1992 is when all Showbiz pizza locations were rebranded as Chuck E. Cheese. So it's been a long time. Pizza Time Theater filed for bankruptcy in 1984. And then Showbiz bought the franchise. And then they got it's a whole situation. There are people who own all of the animatronics that used to be at those theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And then just have them in like their garage.
Yeah, and one of these days.
If you ever get a chance, when you're going down a YouTube rabbit hole, watch the YouTube videos of these guys that like have the Rock of Fire explosion in their basement. It's something else. Because they're just going to throw those robots away,
well,
right?
Well, we're not going to throw them away, but we might turn them on you.
They've become self-aware.
As part of the purge.
What was the pizza place in Milan, the arcade place in Milan? What was that called?
The pizza place.
It was out by the theaters. The text line is 470-23-NACHO.
Well, there was a Happy Joe's out there.
No, that wasn't Happy Joe's.
That was like one of the first Happy Joe's.
No, it was called like Pandemonium or something. What am I thinking of?
Pandemonium.
It was out by the theaters, and it was a kind of the same theme of Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz, but it was like its own thing. Out by where the Milan Cinemas were.
Yeah, no,
it's Hy-Vee now. What was that out there? It was like Showtime or something. I'm completely wrong. What am I thinking of?
Do you remember the Pop Shop out there? Probably gone. That was probably gone when you were...
See, yeah, I moved here in 95.
Yeah, that was probably gone by then.
So the Pop Shop was just, you could get different kinds of pop?
Yeah, they had all kinds of crazy different flavors in small bottles. And then you would just, like you would take a carrier in, and then you could get like pineapple pop.
That sounds fantastic.
It was just all different types of pops. I don't even know how long that lasted. Maybe not that long.
Thank you, everyone, for texting in. Oh, my gosh.
What was it called?
Razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz. Now, that wasn't a national chain, right? That was just a local thing. Razzmatazz. Yeah, that's fantastic. So that was an arcade that was out in Milan for the kids and a pizza place. Razzmatazz. Every kid's dream, especially on a birthday. I guess that was kind of a chain. But it wasn't Chuck E. Cheese, but it was kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese. Great pizza and great arcade section, says here. Okay. I couldn't... thanks for helping me out there. I was struggling with that. Struggling. Pop Shop. I would like to open up one of those.
It originated in Canada.
Razzmatazz?
No.
Pop Shop.
The Pop Shop.
Is there any locations nowadays? Pineapple soda pop sounds fantastic. Like a craft soda place.
Yes, it was a craft soda place.
Oh, that sounds great.
Number four. Four. Four.
Four.
There's a country group, pretty big deal, called Lady Antebellum.
Yes.
And they've decided to change their name because Antebellum means before the Civil War. So Antebellum kind of,
yeah,
you know, for some folks, brings up images of before the Civil War means back when we had slaves.
Yeah, rough time.
Yeah, maybe not the best name for your band.
So they changed their name to...
They changed their name to...
Lady A.
Yeah. Were they claiming they had no idea what Antebellum meant?
I think they were.
And all the years that was their name, they had no idea that Antebellum meant before the Civil War?
I think that was their statement.
That's not a great look. And then they changed their name to Lady A, but the problem with that was there was already a Lady A, an African-American artist, by the way, so that's not the best look.
So are they sticking with that name?
They had a meeting with Lady A, and she said, you guys can go ahead and call yourselves Lady A. They were able to work that out.
Okay.
Now, that happens, and the Dixie Chicks are saying... Well, is it cool if we call ourselves Dixie Chicks? Probably not.
So they are now...
They are rebranding themselves as just The Chicks.
The Chicks.
Yeah. Dropping the word Dixie from their name.
Have we heard any word from the group Confederate Railroad.
No, they're very much into being Confederate. Those guys aren't going to change their name. That's not happening. They're very much into it. Yeah. No one in Confederate Railroad is saying, is now the time to have a discussion about our ridiculous name? No, I highly doubt that's happening.
You don't see that happening, huh?
But another artist is now jumping on this bandwagon.
Yeah.
And changing his name.
And is it necessary?
I sure don't think so.
Okay. So people are changing their names for what they consider to be legitimate reasons.
Well, I mean, look, I think this is happening because this is a unique moment in time where these discussions are being had and we're making, you know, trying to figure things out, a way forward. You know, I'm no fan of the Confederacy. I don't care for traitors. But is it necessary for David Lee Roth to change his name?
And okay, so what is he changing his name to?
David Lee Roth announcing that he's been inspired by this movement in the country industry to disown words having to do with slavery as it existed in the South. So now David Lee Roth is saying he would like to be known as either David L. Roth or simply L. Roth.
Oh, okay. Because of Robert E. Lee?
Yes. You can have
the name Lee.
How do you know Lee?
From Starbucks.
Roth making the announcement on his social media, posting a piece of artwork he created, showing a giant frog by a tiny human. David Lee Roth changes name, it says. Diamond Dave, following Lady Antebellum, now Lady A's example, will be dropping the Lee from now on.
He's not Robert Lee Roth.
I know it.
It's okay to have the name Lee.
I've never made the connection of David Lee Roth like Robert E. Lee. That's not a thing.
No.
You know, I'm not going to watch any of those Herbie the Love Bug movies until Michelle Lee has the good sense to change her racist name.
Right.
He wants us to call him either David L. Roth or simply L. Roth. And then the message ends with this. It simply says, banana, fana, fofana.
Well.
I want to have a very serious discussion about what's going on. I'm now David L. Roth or simply L. Roth. And banana, fana, fofana.
And one final thought.
And if I could leave you with this. Banana, fana, fofana. L. Roth. Why he got rid of Lee? Again, he didn't say it's because of Robert E. Lee, but I think that's okay to do. To connect those dots. So yeah, David L. Roth. No one's calling you that. You've been David Lee Roth for 50 years.
And no one's going to be mentioning you anyway.
And no one cares about David Lee Roth in 2020. Yeah, that's a good point. Right? Because that band's not getting back together.
What was it? What was the video that you were showing me of him? Was it out in Las Vegas?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No, it was not great.
No, he did a show, like a residency, and his vocals were not...
Well, he gave up singing.
Not good. Yeah. Yeah. It was bad.
He was just... he was commenting on anything during the song.
He would just stop in the middle of the song and just... talk,
yeah.
While the musicians he was paying to play Van Halen music were just rolling their eyes like, oh boy, how do we find ourselves in this situation? Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, when he's not knocking on random people's doors and just inviting himself into this hotel room.
So there was a story last year, we talked about this on our podcast, which you can find at daveanddarren.com. There was a story last year where he was in Vegas at a hotel.
And there were a bunch of kids.
Well, they were
young people.
They were having a bachelor party.
Okay, bachelor party. But a bunch of young guys in their early 20s.
Bunch of bros hanging out, cracking beers in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And they had some tunes on.
Oh, here comes the rain, and it's quick.
One of the tunes was a Van Halen song. So he thought it would be, what a guess it would be for him to knock on the door.
I hear that Van Halen song.
And introduce himself.
Yeah, and he does so, and they don't know who he is.
They have no concept who this crazy man is with his withered, shrunken apple head. What are you doing? Hey, man, I heard you were playing some of that Van Halen, so I thought I'd come by. And these guys in their 20s, who he assumes are going to be going out of their minds,
right,
are just, they could not care less.
They think he works at the hotel.
Right. They think that he's there to complain about the noise.
Are you a casino worker?
We're sorry, mister. We'll keep
down
the noise.
Yeah, we'll keep it down. We didn't know that it was that loud. Here's a fiver.
Did we not tip well enough when you brought the bags up to the room, sir?
Oh, we apologize. Everybody else was thinking somebody else was going to tip. Here you go.
Five.
Number five.
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
Heaven has no brighter star than our next stellar guest. He's the pride and joy of Cambridge, Illinois, the one and only Amazing Larry. Hello, Larry!
Hello, little Bobby.
How are you?
How are you guys today?
So far, so good. Just trying to avoid, you know, all the storms. I'm worried about the rain we got later on today. That looks like it could be quite an event.
I know. You know, I think they said those things that was eating up all the thing was like 18 miles long.
Is that right? Those locusts, yeah. Yeah, they can stay in Brazil. We don't need those locusts here, that's for sure.
And if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
we can't do fireworks in Illinois.
Yeah, I was at Uncle Norm's, and Kyle said if you were to stop by, they would give you a hookup, the Amazing Larry hookup.
Oh, he's using my name?
Oh, no. Yeah, people get a discount. No.
No, Larry.
He was just saying that if you stopped by, he would take care of you.
He's a fan, is all.
Oh. Now, in Illinois, we ain't going to be able to do nothing over here because we got Boss Hogg up in Springfield.
Okay. So, Larry, how are you physically?
I'm having problems seeing.
You can't see?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really affect your appearance.
I don't put in my eyes or what. I'm taking antibiotics unless it's antibiotics screwing my eyes up.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, that's not going to be any good if all that that big sandstorm shows up.
Oh. That scares the hell out of me.
The sandstorm's got you concerned.
It's going to be fine, Larry. It's not going to end up being that big a deal. It happens from time to time.
Up our air conditioners.
Yeah, you can't have it clogging up your air conditioners. Yeah, you might need to go out and cover your plants.
I know. The flowers and my garden and my truck, and it just goes on and on and on with all this happening.
Yeah, no. I get it. Hey, Larry, earlier today we were talking about happy songs that make people happy. What songs make you happy, Larry?
Oh, I think I know the answer to this one.
Oh, what do you think it is?
I'm going to write down my answer.
Okay, you write down your answer.
Can we do a little what was that show with Bob Eubanks? The Newlywed Game?
Yeah, the Newlywed
I'm
Game.
I'm going to write down what I think Larry's going to say is the song that makes him happiest, and we'll see how well I know.
Okay.
And
a little Larmo here.
Yeah. All right, Larry, you've been given some time to think about this. The song that makes you happiest. I've written down my answer.
Okay.
Larry, what is it? What's the song that makes you really happy?
What do I get if I win?
Always something. Always. There's got to be a payoff. It doesn't matter if it's fireworks. It doesn't matter.
This is just to prove how close we are,
yes,
Larry.
Yes, he's just trying to prove how well he knows you.
Okay,
what's a song that makes you happy?
Well, I like Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
That's a good one.
How does that one go?
I got friends in low places, but I don't know the rest of it. Taking food away and all this.
Taking your food away?
Take the blues away and all this.
Oh, all this. Yeah. Any other songs that, any other songs?
Well, Leo Sayer.
Well, sure. Leo Sayer. You know I can dance.
Yeah.
And you're a big fan of Elvis.
Yes, and I just love to sing The White Christmas when we used that on our Christmas program.
That would make you happy.
Well, I wrote down Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Well, Dave had it.
So I get, what do I get now that I won?
Yeah, Dave was a winner.
I wrote down Leo Sayer.
You know what song makes me happy, Larry?
Petra, here, give you some.
You know what makes me happy is when you sing Silent Night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We are exactly 6 months away from Christmas, so I guess today would be the day after Christmas in 6 months. So, yeah, give us a little Silent Night.
How does Silent Night go, Larry? Your version of it, anyway.
Well, hell, we probably won't even have Christmas. They'll probably ban that.
Just
the locusts are coming for the Christmas trees.
How does Silent Night go, Larry?
Next, they'll be taking our birthdays away.
Larry, how does Silent Night go?
Silent Night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, found young virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, deep in heavenly peace.
Oh, you know, I know that it's only June, but we really needed that sort of thing. Very calming effect. Larry, I understand that you were cooking up some sort of business idea.
Yes. Didn't you taste all these beers and so forth, you know? I thought maybe we could have a business, you know, like Shark Tank. Amazing Larry Beer.
Hmm.
You know, it's times and all that.
Yeah.
Much of the profit goes, you know, to charities, and then maybe a little my way. Can't you see, like, a red can, white letters, Amazing Larry Beer?
How about this? Amazing Larry Lager.
Yeah, Amazing Larry Lager. Yeah.
I bet I could talk one of the local breweries into making something like that.
Boy, wouldn't that be something? Now, Larry, you've had your own board game. You've had your own fan club. You've had your own cupcake. And then if we could have an Amazing Larry beer, boy, that'd be something.
And we wouldn't have to mess around with the t-shirts.
So we would just have, we could have the beer available at a local brewery. Part of the proceeds would go to charities, and you would get a little something yourself.
A small percentage, you know.
Well, yeah, but if it all went to charity and you, then the person who's making it would be losing money.
Well, they do that, though, from time to time. That's not unusual for breweries around here to do a handle and have it go to charities.
Oh, well, then there you go.
I don't know about the charity being charities and Amazing Larry.
Well, you can have discussions. Yeah, that's maybe not a bad idea, Larry. Dave knows all the guys that brew the beers around here.
Sanitizers and all that, and that was charitable.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll look into it. Larry, we were also talking the other day about superstitions. I know that you, you, in the past, you've had your Ouija board out, and then you'll burn black candles. What was the burn? Huh?
I still burn the black candles.
Yeah. Now, isn't that, what is that for again?
It's to keep the spirits away.
Well, I thought you'd burn a black candle to send bad luck someone's way.
Well, sometimes I use it for that, too. A candle.
Yeah. You got any other superstitions, Larry, or no?
Well, if a bird poops on your shoulder, that means good luck.
Oh, okay.
I have heard that one, yeah.
I think I heard John Wooden say that one time, the basketball coach, that
they knew they were going to win a championship because a bird pooped on him, right? Isn't that the story?
I think it pooped on him the day he got the UCLA job.
Okay.
And his wife told him, that's good luck.
Okay, well, there you go.
And I think he was like, well, that's enough good luck.
Ever yo-yo because it can cause a drought.
Don't play with yo-yos because they can cause droughts.
Right.
I hadn't heard that one.
I always eat burnt toast because my toaster don't work good. That's a good singing voice.
Oh, the burnt toast, yeah. The burnt toast makes a good singing voice.
And if you kill a snake, especially a poisonous one, make sure you cut the head off and bury it kind of far away from you because some of them can attach their heads back on.
I don't think that's the case.
So if you cut his head...
If you happen to kill a snake, yeah. Make sure you cut the head off and bury it away from the rest of the snake.
Otherwise, the tail will find the head and it comes back to life.
Boy, that is superstitious.
Yeah, that's something else.
That's crazy stuff.
There is a snake that he takes his body and goes and gets his head in and puts it back on.
Oh. That's crazy stuff. Hey, Larry, thanks for joining us today. You should probably remind everybody, because I kind of forgot what day of the week it was even.
All our little buddies out there, it's Friday. Oh, I want to say hello to Mrs. Lookinbill. I don't know if she's still around or what.
I think Rosemary's still with us, yes.
Oh, she's such a nice lady. Once in a while, she'll send me a card or seeds or something.
Oh, very nice. Well, hello, Rosemary Lookinbill from Amazing Larry. Well done. We'll talk to you.
Remember, she comes to everything.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week, Larry.
Well, let's hope so. If we all...
Okay.
Oh, okay. You know how that rainbow works?
How's that?
It's on the same concept as prisms.
As prisms are. Yeah, like a prism. Yeah.
Yeah, not prison.
No, I didn't say prison. Prism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for...
It hits it, and it puts all them different colors.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Although I wouldn't be surprised if they take colors away from us next. We won't be allowed. They'll take rainbows away next, right, Larry?
Oh, I tell ya.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you next week, Larry.
Later, Larry.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
Okay, good. It was a pleasure for us, too.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And they're going to take our birthdays away.
What's next?
That's it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks so much for downloading, subscribing, leaving a review on the iTunes, and of course, listening to the podcast. That's probably the most important thing you can do.
The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois, Tech Drive in Milan, and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including vapes and edibles.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
We're cakes for nothing.